Good afternoon, Stump and Sons.
Hi, is David available?
Yep, one moment.
This is David.
Hey, David, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how about yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. Hey, it won't take up much of your time. I'm actually trying to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you guys about 2 weeks ago. Looks like we had you pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. Just wanted to check in, see if
you
guys had it.
Well, everybody else we've, and you guys are going to do the same once you actually get into our background.
What's that?
Well, nobody will finance us.
Well, what's the issue?
Well, stuff we've been through.
I mean,
we got a tax lien, we got this, we got that.
Yeah, I mean, I just went through with a deal yesterday with somebody with a tax lien. Who have you gone through before?
Well, I don't know. It's some guy in San Diego. And plus, both partners have, we filed for bankruptcy when our third year on that personal. So I think it all plays a part.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely work with people coming out of bankruptcies, too.
What we don't like doing anymore is filling out paperwork, and then we're told, oh, can't help you. Can't help you.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I feel like you're probably talking to the right people right now, though. Who have you gone through before where that happened?
A couple places back east, a couple places in San Diego.
Okay.
Down south.
Yeah, okay. I mean, just to give you an idea, we definitely, I mean, are you familiar with working capital programs at all?
Well, I'm assuming it's to capitalize on what you got going.
Yeah, well, I mean, the working capital program, it's not based on credit, it's based on sales.
Mm-hmm.
So
our sales weren't the best last year. This year looks a lot better already, but,
What are you guys tracking to do this year?
Well, the way we're going, we'll probably, if it continues the way we're going, we'll do a million.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know, at that pace, you'd be looking at, I mean, we typically do 10 to 15% of that top line. So anywhere from 100 to 150, you guys be able to do anything with that?
Well, we can always do something with something.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay, yeah, I mean, but just
and quite honestly, I don't remember getting anything a couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, it looks like we sent it to 8460 Baldwin.
Wrong address.
Oh.
That's our way old address.
Oh, man. Okay, what's the new address?
3427 Enterprise.
Enterprise. Okay. Hayward. Nice. You guys over there by the airport, right? Enterprise?
Down a ways from the airport.
Yeah. All right. I lived in Union City for about 4 years before coming down here to San Diego.
We're closer to the Clearwater exit off of 92.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, first off, I'll update that address. That's probably why you didn't get what we sent you. But at least happy I gave you a call. You know, what sort of, how do you think you would use the money? What are you looking at?
Well, I definitely have to get some new equipment before this shit changes.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, just to give you an idea, I mean, we do equipment financing too, but you said the partners are coming out of personal bankruptcy. Is that the situation?
Yeah, myself and my other partner.
Okay. All right, yeah, so, I mean...
And we got, we still have probably, I think, 3 years left on that.
Okay, now, is that what you were looking for before when they said they couldn't do it, was equipment financing?
No, they just, they didn't want to even talk to us.
Oh, okay.
The guy
because
in San Diego was very nice. I mean, he said he explained it to me what was going on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the reason I ask is, I mean, we do both. We do equipment financing and working capital. The bankruptcies would definitely be an issue with the equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
On the working capital side, it's a little different story, just because it's not based on credit. It's based on your sales. If you guys have
but
good cash...
There is one thing. We have everything paid off. We never defaulted on a piece of equipment. It took a little while to pay it off. They all got their interest payments and everything.
Oh, nice.
All their late charges, and you know, we never walked away from anything.
Oh, how long have you guys been in business?
62.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, yeah, well,
We got a little longevity, and then the downturn in the economy hit us, and we're coming back, just slowly but surely.
Good. I mean, and, you know, to give you an idea, that's kind of how the whole, like, working capital, it's fairly new. It came about in, I think, about 2008, right after, you know, everybody kind of nosedived, and it was basically created for just that reason, because a whole bunch of credits were just torn up, you know, damaged, and nobody could get any lending. So it's a program to get kind of off that credit-based lending and get it off of sales to help businesses get back up on their feet. You know, David, if it's something that you think could help the business, we can go ahead and get you, you know, an answer as far as, you know, what you would qualify for, in as little as, you know, 24 hours.
Right.
You know, it's a one-page application, and then we would just need to take a look at some bank statements. And
well, that's what we did with these other people.
You don't remember the name of them, or?
Not right off the bat, no.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And I know a lot of my customers are kind of, you know, in the field shopping around, and I'm kind of familiar with who they've worked with. So there's a lot of just straight funding funding companies, if you will, that, you know, that they deal with. But if it were a few of them that I know, it's like, I don't exactly want to throw their names out, but I can see why they would just give you a no. We're a little different just because we're an actual bank and we have a lot more programs that we can work with.
Go ahead and send me your info.
Yeah, what's a good email address for you?
It's Stump and Sons, all spelled out.
Okay.
At sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you an email right now. You'll have all my contact information, and it'll have the application on there and a list of what we would need. It's just 6 months of bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have.
Yep.
You know, from that, we can take a look at it and give you a straight-up answer of exactly what you would qualify for.
Right.
And typically with the working capital, we're able to get an approval on just about 90% of our applications.
Well, I'll be one of the 10% they want.
But, and on that 10%, it comes down to sales. So, I mean, if you guys got sales, we're going to be able to get something for you.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll send it over to you right now, David.
Okay.
Take a look at it. You know, if you have any questions, go ahead and reach out.
Will do.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.